Sorry, sensitive images. But in reality, it's absolutely heartbreaking.
Hey, what's up? Hey, what's up?
There are greater things than physical good deeds. Good deeds are for the people, enlightened or non-enlightened, to get more married, even if they don't want to. But the enlightened person connected with a great master by universal power, by God's grace, they don't do just that. They do things in the spiritual world without them even knowing. These are true good deeds and true enlightenment, true sainthood.
Эрхэм хүндэт их багш орчлон даяар их багшийн адислалыг уг гой түгэн дэлгэрүүлж буй Supreme Master телевизийн баг хамт олонд мэдчилж талархал илэрхийлье. Нарлаг Монгол улсаас энэхүү цагтлыг бичиж байна. Би 2012 онд авшиг хүртсэн бөгөөд тэр үеэс авшигтан бид буйны ажил хийж эхэлсэн. Эхэндээ бид хэдэн хүн шоронд байгаа хүмүүст тусалдаг байсан. Тэнд бид их багшийн мюзиклийг үзүүлж, ном тарааж, их багшийн сургаалыг түгээн дэлгэрүүлэх замаар амьдралд хайр, урам зоригийг харуутгыг хичээсэн. Тэгээд бид тэдэнд веган хоол хэрхэн хийхийг зааж, бүр тэдэнд зориулж хоол хийж өгч, мөн өмсөх хувцас авчирдаг байсан. Эцэст нь санаачлагч бид буйны үйлсээ буйны баг нэрийн доор томоохон төслүүд болгон үргэжүүлсэн. Бид амтан хүмүүст спейс заслаг хийхтэн тусалдаг, асрах хүмүүн найзгүй байгаа шархатсан амтан хүмүүсээ амтны эмнэлэгт авчирч, тэдэнд насан туршийн гэр бүлийг нь олж өгдөг. Мөн үндэсний баяр наадмаар амжиргааны төвшин доогуур айл өр хүүхдүүдэд веган хоол бэлэг авчирч, асрамжийн газарт очиж, бага хэмжээний концерт зохион байгуулж, тэдэнд хэрэгтэй бэлэг хувцас аваачиж өгдөг. Мөн гамшигын дараа хамгийн их тусламж хэрэгтэй байгаа хүмүүст хувцас им тарай байнгын байртай болоход нь тусалдаг. Цаашилбал манай баг төвөөс зохион байгуулж буй үйл ажиллагаа болгон дээр ажилладаг. 10 жил өнгөрсөн ч бид үсэн тэлж гайхалтай ажиллаа хийсээр л байна. Бидний буйны ажиллаас би нэг зүйлийг сурсан. Бид халамжилдаг гэр бүлээ хизээч орхидоггүй, тэдэнтэй ярилцаж холбогддог. Бидний тусалж буй гэр бүл хүмүүс хараат байдлаас бие даасан байдал руу шилжиж, улам сайжирч байгааг би харсан. Бид өдөр бүр ажиллаа дуусгаж, алдаагаа засаж, алхам тутамдаа хайрт их багшийнхаа агуу хайрыг мэдэрч дараагийн ажиллаа эхлүүлдэг байгаа. Бид эдгээр үйл ажиллагаа бүр дээр хамтран ажиллахдаа их багшийн хүч, хайр, адислал хэрхэн гайхалтай түгэн дэлгэрч байгааг мэдэрч харж магтдаг билээ.
En verdad, los miembros del equipo de Supreme Master TV, a cargo de los diferentes programas, son seres humanos muy nobles y extensiones del amor de la maestra. Supreme Master TV es una cadena sagrada que desde el centro, que es la maestra, sus colaboradores difunden amor al mundo, iniciando esta noble labor antes de que tome forma en las pantallas. Mientras me preparaba para ser presentadora con los nobles miembros del equipo del extranjero a cargo de mi presentación, una noche tuve una visión interior donde vi que los miembros de Supreme Master TV estaban en un lugar muy especial. Todo brillaba, vestían hermosas ropas claras y brillantes. Había mucha paz en ese lugar. En otra experiencia interna pude ver a la maestra llevando una tiara que emitía luz y brillos. Llevaba puesto un vestido dorado, y debajo de ella estaba justo la persona que había sido mi tutor como parte de la preparación como presentadora. Entendí que la maestra obra a través de sus trabajadores y que ella está presente en todo. Nosotros, como discípulos de la maestra, estamos conectados directamente con Dios Todopoderoso y la maestra.
Just as Master always told me to repeat the most powerful daily prayer before meditating on the Kuan Yin, I repeat the most powerful daily prayer over and over again every day. I have found that the message that Master, who is God, wants to convey to the world, a celestial message that anyone can read repeatedly every day, has a very powerful power to uplift everyone's soul. A few days ago, I sat down to meditate as usual and began to recite the most powerful daily prayer. And at that moment, someone began to walk out of my wisdom eye, a very beautiful, tall queen with long, slightly wavy golden hair down to her ankles, wearing a golden crown of brilliant jewels, and I knew at once that it was Master. Very slowly, she turned around and showed me her beautiful smile. I felt so grateful that I could see Master's face with such bright lights. Master, God, Maitreya Buddha, the King of Kings, of Kings of Kings, looked very elegant and graceful.
弟子曾在观音打坐中得知师父就是唐朝的玄奘大师。有一天，内在有一种不明推力催促着弟子去参访位于日月潭的玄奘寺。玄奘寺外有壁雕绘出玄奘当年西去取经、求法于印度各地的不可思议路线。一进入寺中，就感到气氛很神圣，三楼并供奉有玄奘的珍贵真身舍利。当恭敬赞仰玄奘的雕塑圣像时，突然见到青海无上师的化身进入了玄奘大师塑像内，霎时间发出万丈光芒，师父竟让这尊泥塑像有灵了。随后我在室外的景观禅椅上打坐，于境外中看见师父化成非常巨大的玄奘大师，背着行李行走于日月潭水上，怀着对众生的无限悲悯，每踏出一步，脚下便化现出一朵金莲花。当他走完一圈，潭面上就布满无数金光灿烂的莲花。随后师父化现的玄奘大师打坐于潭中央的莲花上。过一会儿，玄奘师父站了起来，此时形象与观音菩萨重叠，取出杨枝净水，遍洒潭面，加持此处。接着玄奘师父在日月潭上方开启了无形界盛大的讲经法会，很多天人佛菩萨都下来围成一圈，前进的听师父开示。讲经完，有一群天人往我身上撒花，说谢谢你带来了师父的力量。我说能成为师父的谦卑工具是弟子的荣幸。寺中庭院种植了不少六十来岁的苍劲老松，其中一棵突然开口跟我说，终于等到这一天了，我知道你会来。我惊奇问，你怎么会知道呢？他说，我们这里的众生都知道，终有一天玄奘大师的徒弟会来到此地，为我们带回玄奘大师从天竺找回的真法，真是太神奇了。出世遇到在家众亲切的告知，月底本寺将举行一场大法会，欢迎参加。我恍然大悟，难怪师父事先来这里讲经加持，使将举办的法会能更加圆满，也让信众能更加开悟。
đến năm 2019, khi xem giáo lý bí quyết tức khắc khai ngộ hiện đời giải thoát của sư phụ, con cầu nguyện rằng nếu sư phụ là Phật sống, xin cho con chứng nghiệm điều gì đó để tin tưởng. Đêm đó, phòng ngủ của con phát hào quang và tỏa ra hương thơm lạ mà con chưa hề biết. Từ đó, con quyết định từ bỏ thần thông và xin theo làm đệ tử của sư phụ. Lòng vui mừng vì tìm được con đường giải thoát khỏi tam giới. Tất cả những đệ tử sư phụ, nếu thật sự tu hành đều có thần thông vô ngã trong người, tức là làm mà không làm, không biết mình làm. Ví dụ như có anh đồng tu bị tai nạn xe, nhìn như chết tại chỗ, nhưng vẫn được đưa vào bệnh viện phẫu thuật cấp cứu. Khi các đồng tu đến muốn hiến máu cứu anh sống lại một cách kỳ diệu. Anh kể rằng khi xe đụng, linh hồn anh đã rời khỏi xác. Anh nhìn thấy xác mình nằm đó, nhưng không thể nhập vô. Khi các đồng tu đến, anh thấy ai cũng có ánh sáng, và ánh sáng của họ hợp thành một ánh sáng lớn, giúp đẩy linh hồn anh vào xác trở lại. Họ đã cứu anh mà chính họ cũng không biết. Sư phụ chính là đấng minh sư vĩ đại nhất. Con xin đội ơn Ngài đã nhận con làm đệ tử thiện nhân từ Âu Lạc Việt Nam.
Etc.
You were a saint in the Christian order 672 years ago. And it's possible that you can go back there at higher level in this lifetime if you are lucky to find a master or who might have been your master in the past, who is greatly enlightened, who is maybe one with God already. That is the thing. Well, I wish you luck, sir, spiritually. anything else in the world you already have, which you have experienced now, the truth is they don't really make you happy completely. Now and then maybe something happens that makes you happy for some fleeting moments, but they won't last. Anything in this world, even the most happiest moment, won't last. Our physical life also won't last. So I just wish you the best in spiritual way, okay? And I wish the Northern Stars King also the same. I wish him also enlightenment. And then return quickly to your saintly or leader position in heavens. And you might come back again into this world if you want to. Because once we are enlightened and in high level, we can do anything we want to. Unlike those unenlightened people, they cannot decide what high level of sainthood they want to reach, or they cannot be liberated, but have to continue recycling in this illusionary world to pay the debt of their mistakes, for example. And if they don't ever have a master, they will continue like that forever. The reason why that Buddhist monk could go back to their higher level realms of Amitabha Buddha's land was because he already has a good master. He had a master before being reborn again and stumbling around in this physical world. So when he went back even just for one day, he could talk to his master again in that world and see the Amitabha Buddha's land and see Amitabha Buddha himself. And Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, even when they went down to bring him up, Kuan Yin Bodhisattva, you know, disguised himself or herself as just another monk. Yeah, but he knew it. Afterward, when he went back to the real Amitabha Buddha's land, then he even saw his master there. Things in the abstract language are difficult to explain, but I trust that both of you are very intelligent, and the merit of your past life will help you to understand more. And please pray for enlightenment, nothing else, because you don't need anything else. You have great merit, great spiritual attainment and power in order to become kings in this lifetime. You see how many kings can be in the world. The world has only more or less 300 different countries and domains. So even if all the countries and space have one king each, still we don't have a lot. And nowadays we don't have. The best is already that you could be president for some years. And if you are president for too long, they will try to kick you out anyway. So to be king in this world is already very rare nowadays. And to be kings of great countries, powerful countries, is even more rare. So I also have respect, admiration, and high esteem for both of you for being able to rule in such extraordinary kingdoms and have extraordinary positions as kings. Congratulations to both of you. But the best would be that we are free from this illusionary matrix. It's not real. It's like a film. It's like the movies, but we happen to be, you know, reluctant actors in it. And we just don't know how to get out. It's different than the movies. The movies, after you finish your role, your time, your film, you can get out. But this big dream, big movie we call the world, is a big trap. You cannot get out. It's a big maze, you know, you'll be forever lost in it. So the best advice I could give you is be free, be enlightened so that you can be free forever. And the happiness and peace that you seek is truly in heaven for you, waiting for you, if you get enlightenment and return to that position, which is, you know, numerous times better than the king position that you're having right now. And the country where you will be your real country, your real home. You don't need to ask for peace, but you will have peace. You don't have to ask for happiness, but you will have happiness. In fact, there's nothing in those heavens except peace, bliss, and happiness. And these numerous billions, zillions, gazillions, limitless times, more than what you can imagine, what you can understand as happiness or peace. There's nothing in this world we can compare to the true peace, true happiness, and true bliss in heaven. even in lower heaven, not to talk about the high heavens that you have come from. Though I have high position in heavens, here I'm humbly serving the world in whichever possible way I can. And mostly high people in the political arena don't know me, don't recognize me. And if they do not try to eliminate me, then I'm very grateful to God already, even though I have protection from, thanes and sages and heavenly beings. If you have time ever, you read all the saints' history. They lived miserably, sufferingly, and died in mostly a very, brutal way. Jesus Christ, you know how he died. You are Christians. And even all the 12 disciples of Christ also died brutally afterward. Many more had the same horrible lot afterward too. This is how dangerous it is to come into this world and to do something, in God's mission. I think about the Master and it really hurts me. I just have to stop for a few moments. Extra info from the UR. The King of the Island also came and pleaded for forgiveness and pleaded with you not to punish him, not to punish his country. Of course, there's a name, but I don't want to mention that. This is for me. To forgive is easy. I ask God whether or not he forgives you too, you and the saintly king. Let's say it is possible. Just sometimes, of course, if a king is bad, then the country will be punished also. It is for sure. I don't have time to converse with God about this now. I have too much work. I'm overburdened with work right now. I will get back to you when I can. I also now need to go into a high conference, a high rim conference, so forgive me for now. Update on the Two Kings for Peace. On the 27th of March, 2025, the second king, the king of the island, also came to plead for peace. And anything else? Pleaded for peace and forgiveness. Fine. Forgiveness from me, you have. From the Almighty, you were sincere. God Almighty forgives you. Though you are rather late for your peace duty, I forgive anyone who sincerely repents all the time. But they should U-turn also. The karma of killing is very heavy. It's better both of you and your families, at least, or whoever you can influence, at least both of you personally, your majesties, should avoid killing karma. Be protectors of all beings instead of being indirect killers. Though it's kinda late, but still can try. Become vegan. I know maybe you're not used to all this because you've been eating animals, people, products all your life since you were kids already, even though you didn't like it. Well, if you want peace and happiness, health and forgiveness, for lasting effect, you should yourselves grant happiness and peace to others, especially the innocent, helpless animal beings, okay? Right, I'm not preaching to you, I'm just telling the facts. Now, concerning the European king, you are begging for peace and happiness
again.
I have told you it hangs together with the peace and happiness of other nations. Never mind. You try. As much as you try, as much as heaven can be lenient. So please, remember that. Whatever you want for yourself, grant it to others. I'm sorry that in your life you don't feel peace and happiness enough. The whole country's responsibility is upon your shoulders. The people around are often more of a problem to you than help, Your Majesty. Tel Aviv, sir. Very few on this planet feel true peace and happiness inside. Because these are special, They have something to rely on. They meditate. They connect with their power inside, which is granted and connected by the greatest God, God Almighty. Everything has something behind it. We have God behind us and in front of us and on the left, on the right, everywhere. But people are not connected with God or the Son of God, who is carrying out God's will, God's order, and God's arrangement in this world for us. Not many people can get in contact directly with Jesus Christ, and because of that, they don't have power at all to deal with many problems in this world. I told you because this is my personal experience from long ago up to now. All I do is just rely on God. Every day praying, every day meditating, every day only trying to keep the noble path in my life and follow it. So now, concerning your peace and happiness, if you repent, Your Majesty, and try as much as possible to go in the opposite direction, whatever you do in your daily life, if you think it hurts others, even the minor insect like worms under your feet, then you will have more and more happiness each day. And we're thinking about how to push in that direction for you as well. But we also need your help, you see. We have to do something in order to get something. In this physical world, it's like that. You have to pray sincerely for what you need, what you want. Also, we have to pay for it as well. God is unconditional, but we always do things that are contradictory to that notion, to that goal, because just for example, if you go out in the rain and pray to God not to get wet, why should you do that? Why don't you just wear a raincoat or take shelter somewhere? That's all there is. If you want peace and happiness, then work toward that to bring peace and happiness to others. I don't want to talk a lot anymore. It's so logical. And if you go one step, we will go three steps for you. And concerning the second king, it's not like you are the second king. You are second to none, of course. Your country is powerful and respected the world over. The people who have your country's passport, even nationalized passport, receive a high welcome and protection and all kinds of help if they need it, whenever they need it, everywhere in the world. And you are in trouble right now, we know that, because you are late for peace work, so it's not 100% too sure. But by the grace of God, I have tried to reduce your karma percentage from 67% all the way down to 28%. Yes, not immediately, but it goes slowly and your health will be better. Your danger will be minimized, okay? And it could be good even all the way up to that your sickness will not return. But if I were you, I would immediately avoid the blood-killing karma, meaning not eating the animal people who have been murdered for food. You don't see the cruelty. You don't see the suffering of the animal people in slaughterhouses, in animal raising operations. So you cannot relate to that. But imagine if it were you, cooped up in a small cage where you cannot turn around even for the pig people and for cow people, for example. It's also the same, similar, you know, caged in and sometimes even chained while alive. All kinds of injections will go into their body and give them a lot of discomfort. And then humans eat it. Not to talk about heavenly karma or anything, all these kinds of chemicals and filthy conditions which are soaked into the animal people will affect your health. That's why many people have cancer.
After hundreds of studies were analyzed, Tufts University reports that eating processed meat may increase your risk of cancer.
Back in 2015, the World Health Organization classified processed meat as a carcinogen. And carcinogen just means that a substance is capable of causing cancer. Now, current research shows convincing evidence that eating processed meats often can increase the risk of colorectal cancer.
In 2018, arguably the most prestigious cancer research institution in the world, the International Agency for Research on Cancer, the World Health Organization, published a report on processed meat, concluding that foods like bacon, ham, hot dogs, lunch meat, and sausages are cancer-causing. Critics question putting processed meat in the same carcinogenic classification as asbestos or tobacco. Okay, so just how dangerous is meat? The relative risk of colorectal cancer was 18% for every 50 grams a day. Okay, so what exactly does that mean? According to the Surgeon General, living with a smoker increases your risk of lung cancer by 15%. So, breathing secondhand smoke day in and day out increases your risk of lung cancer almost as much as eating a serving of processed meat day in and day out increases your risk of colorectal cancer.
The evidence seems to be very consistent across many studies now, particularly for colorectal cancer, that red meat, and particularly processed meat, increased risk.
About 90% of the bacon sold in the UK is thought to contain nitrites. Daily intake of this chemical can significantly increase the risk of cancer.
Etc.
In the olden times in China, the percentage of people who had the cancer was very little. Yeah, because they didn't have enough money to eat meat a lot, like in the Western countries. I don't know if anyone does research on that now, but before they did research, and the research said that Chinese people had very little cancer percentage compared to the West. The more money they have, the more they can eat all kinds of animal people products. Then the more hospitals have to be built, and the more deaths every year. Yes. So nowadays, people have more sickness than before. It's also because of karma. And the war also comes from blood-spilling karma. The world has to balance. We cannot just do anything bad and have good results in return. It's not logical. It's not scientifically logical. Not to talk about religiously logical, not morally fit. Okay, sir, we're doing our best as per God's grace. So your 67% karma caused your sickness right now. I don't want to mention it because that would be too obvious. But it has been reduced to 28%. So you will feel comfort, better improvement quite soon, very soon. And you will be saved. Your physical life will be saved. Because you came and pleaded for forgiveness. You did not plead for your health or anything. But because of that, your health will also become more favorably affected. So you will see the improvement. Okay? But the thing is, it's not just this life. The afterlife is important. Whether or not you can go home. Yeah, or back to your heavenly glorious position as before, as the king of northern stars.
Do pray God any time you can, please, Your Majesty.
I really wish both of you to stay away from killing karma. Don't eat any more animal people products. That's good for yourself, first of all.
And good for your peace.
Good for your relationship with God. And good for the world. You live in, your children live in, and your grandchildren live in, okay? And your country lives in. All right, so as much I can talk about, the summary is that you both try to also live according to God's will. That is God's commandments. We say God's commandments even though God didn't make them. God wants you to live according to the rules of the universe, especially in this physical world where nothing can help you except you try to help yourself first. He says God helps those who help themselves. That is correct. So you pray every day. Make a habit out of it. We are all not getting younger anymore. We're getting older now with age. So quickly make it a habit. Pray every day, okay? Repent to God, ask for forgiveness.
And U-turn as soon as possible.
And the first king asked for peace and happiness. Yes, you will have it.
To some degree.
want your help with the peace process, okay? And the second king, same. Do not lean toward war and, killing. And try the best possible to avoid animal people's products, because that will bring you more and more unhappiness and an unpeaceful environment. Whomever you deal with, whoever is living with you, all of them will not bring peace to you if you don't make peace. Peace with humans, for humans, and peace for the other beings, living, kicking beings around us. Same with the second king. Both, now that you have contributed to the peace process, the result will be better for you, in peace, happiness, as well as in health, though you didn't ask for it. Your karma of that sickness has been reduced to only 28%. That is a bearable situation, okay? Not a dangerous situation for your health. But please, make it lasting by granting others what you want. Peace, happiness, health, and a clear mind. Please, thank God for all that. Thank God for everything that you are having, which very rarely people can have. Because if you are not great in heaven, it's not possible that you could become kings in this world. So your merits are actually very, very great. But you have been like outspending it, you know, spending a lot of your spiritual merits. That's why your lives are not so smooth. Your kingdoms suffer a lot as well. Remember King David, he committed some sin by taking the wife from someone else, and he killed that husband as well. So it's not just that he suffered, but his country suffered great sickness for 3 days. But that was because he killed only one person, and he forced only one wife to become his wife. But in war, we force many to die and make many become widows. And also in daily life, we eat animal people's flesh, causing a lot of suffering for them, separating their partners who are together, separating their children from the mother, and encase them all their lives, and feed them all kinds of poison in order to make them look healthy and fat, so that they can bring in a better price, so that people will buy them and eat them, including you too, your majesties. I'm sorry to tell you the truth. I'm not even sorry. Sorry, I'm not sorry. I just tell you the truth. Your choice, okay? If you want more happiness, more peace, more health for your life, then just do the opposite of what you're doing, what you've been doing. But I'm glad at least you came back to help with the peace process, at least, even though a little late. Though we must rearrange time and related issues, but better than never. So from now on, with all your heart, you have to pray for peace in the world and stop consuming the murdered, the suffering, sorrow from the animal people's flesh. And may God grant you His mercy and forgiveness. It has already happened, but if you want it to last, you have to do God's will, like keep the commandments, do good to others, whatever you want to be done to yourself. Amen, sir. Both of you, sirs, I wish you also the best. For your conscience, for your heart. May you be well. May you be granted what you wish and work with it in order to keep it long-lasting. Love you both in the name of God. All right, sirs, both of you, your majesties, I have to go. I have all the mundane work to do. There are many, many shows for the Supreme Master Television and all kinds of other things I have to do. And God told me I should not talk anymore to you both. Well, I am also glad not to. I haven't eaten anything since yesterday until now. But I need to in order to dilute some of the karma which came upon me by the world's heavy, heavy, laden results of their misdeeds, even though I love them to no end. And God blesses them forever. It's just very difficult to deal with the things that their minds tell them to do, which cause havoc in this world and cause suffering to your countries as well, which is, sorrowful for you to just stand by and watch, feeling frustration and even anger, sorrow and pain in your heart. I'm also sorry for you having such a big responsibility.
Etc.
It's very difficult to be a king or any leader in the world. But nowadays, they have presidents and prime ministers. They have the chance to escape their heavy responsibility after their job is done. But for kings, it's a lifetime. It's a lifer. I'm sorry for you. Please try your best. Do whatever you can in your ideal. You know, loving, caring hearts translated into action outside. All the best to you, sirs. We thank God Almighty for everything that has bestowed upon us, even though sometimes even yourselves will not understand it, will not realize it. But without God Almighty's protective and loving power, you too might have been in a worse situation. So every day, pray to God for whatever you wish, and praise God for whatever has been given and will be given, and thank God for everything that you have or even taken away from you. Whatever happens to you is all for your own good, spiritually and also physically. We thank God Almighty, the Most High, the greatest of all the greatest. We thank you forever. Thank you, Sire. Thank you, my Lord. Amen.
Supreme Master Ching Hai, vegan, is a world-renowned spiritual teacher, humanitarian, and artist. To learn more about her compassionate life and teachings, please visit suprememastertv.com/master.